is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul radio network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for Super Soul Solutions with Merrily Milmo. Merrily is an avid researcher with over 4 decades of intuitive healing and related experience. Here she explores many intriguing unknown and lesser known topics on her Super Soul Solutions show. Get ready for the next adventure. Here's Merrily now.
Welcome, everyone. Merrily here, and I'm happy you are here, too. First, I wish to wholeheartedly thank you for taking the time to write your comments on my YouTube channel, Super Soul Solutions, after our last show. It really warmed my heart and adds a lot of uplifting positive energy to keep on keeping on. So now, as many of you know, my guest again is Elena Denon, is multi-talented as a professional archaeologist, epigraphist, artist, author, shaman, and multilingual emissary for the Benevolent Galactic Federation of Worlds. I designed today part 5 from a request in the comments section on my last YouTube show from Nicholas Wolf, who wanted more specific information on the 22 extraterrestrial lineages that contributed their DNA to us humans and why we humans are considered royal. So I hope you are listening and here today, Nicholas. Halfway through, Elena will guide a meditation to assist us in igniting and activating our advanced DNA, which is so important to do at this time. And at the very end, she will demonstrate 2 simple tools you can obtain that will greatly assist your DNA and help raise frequencies and clear negativity. So with that, welcome back, Elena. I know you are in a crunch time with your second book about to be published, and we're all so excited. So I appreciate you offering all your valuable time today. It's very precious right now. You're on the last week, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Hi, Merrily. I'm so glad to be back on your show. Yes, I'm finalizing my next book. It will be published next Tuesday, this Tuesday, 7th of September. So it's the last rush to get everything perfect. So, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great adventure.
And you can give the name now, right?
Oh, yes. It will be called, the title will be, We Will Never Let You Down. This is a sentence, these words told to me by Val Thor, talking about on behalf of the Galactic Federation. So we will never let you down. So that's about my encounters with him and a lot about the Galactic Federation, what they do, and plenty of goodies.
Oh, I can only imagine. Okay, I'm there to buy it. All right, so let's get started with Nicholas's question. Why are humans considered to be royal?
Oh, yes, we are. We are made of so many different DNA inputs, you know. 21 extraterrestrial and 1 local to Earth. So we are such a mix that many species are coming here and experiment with our DNA because we are compatible with so many different ET species, you know. So that is why we are called royals, because we have all this heritage in us.
Mm. And probably as a result of that, pretty much kind of a super diversified hybrid as a result of that, right? That's pretty rare, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, we are super hybrids. Yes, yes, absolutely, yes.
Superman and woman, for real.
Super hybrids, okay. Yes.
All right, so do you have any idea, or can you list at least some of those 21 ET species that did donate their DNA to us at that time.
Yes, I do not know all of them because probably some have never come back. But among those I know, let's start by the most prominent. It's the Anunnaki. They are a gray species coming from Orion, and they look like humanoids, but they are gray genetics. So they started to mess up with the first Homo sapiens. But then you have had the reptilians, the Sikar, who have messed a lot with our DNA. So these two nefarious species want to create a race of slaves that they could use, because that's what they do on many worlds. So they altered our DNA and they put theirs in it to be able to breed with them, also to create super hybrids already, you know. So these two weren't nice, so Anunnaki and Sikar. I know we have had the Ptahl, who are not from this galaxy, they are from a different galaxy. They are part of this intergalactic super federation. They were before the Anunnaki, actually, very, very anciently. They worked on the first prototype of primate that was there to really come up with a more evolved humanoid. So then you have also the Ahil from Lyra, K62 man system. You have the Tal from the same system, Lyran system, K62. You have the people from the Alpha Centauri systems, the Silozi, Meton, and then you have all the Series B systems, the Kiru, notably, they are the most important in the Series B system. The Aramani from Vega, they are more darker, bluish skin. Toseti, Epsilon Eridani, and of course the Orion Nebu, the domain, the empire of evil, the greys, the gray collective. So the Ebani, you have the Zeta Reticuli as well, but not that much. They are not from Orion, of course. They are from Reticuli system. A few different races in Orion. Yeah, I wouldn't name them all.
Right. Well, that certainly explains why so many of us feel like we're multiple personalities in some way,
yes.
Right?
Totally.
Because in a certain way, we're doing inside our own bodies the integration of all these cousins. They end up being cousins of ours, right? All these species, and we're integrating it inside us, which to me represents being a microcosm for exactly what's being accomplished galactically. Would you say that's true?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We are sort of a microcosm of a replica of this galaxy at a smaller scale, and it's very interesting. We are such a curiosity for many, many cultures, you know. They come here and experiment on us. It's,
Mm-hmm. That is so fascinating. So, everyone, the species she just named off and the races all drawn in her first book, okay, which title is, Elena?
A Gift from the Stars, Guide of Alien Races.
Yes, and it's excellent. So, you know, most of the time
Thank you.
You hear the answers of these 21 species, they'll say Palladians, Andromedans, Lyrans, you know, kind of like the general thing. She gets really into the specifics. And it's also fascinating that many of these unique species that you have specified are the ones, probably because they are our older brothers and sisters, are that are actually helping out now in the liberation program. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And also the good ones and the nefarious ones as well. We are related to all of this. Yeah.
You know, not to belabor this, but folks, just so you know, the Sia card that she mentioned, if you want to know where some of these myths come from and things passed down in religion, dogma and stuff, it's like the Sia card actually look exactly like old-fashioned representatives of the devil, you know, like the horns and the wings and this and that. So it's very interesting, you know.
Yes, and which is very interesting because India has had a very important extraterrestrial occupations and different colonies have been fighting there. And the Sikar were there. And you find it in the Veda, in Sanskrit, Sikar means hunters. And Naga means snake. And the Naga are the Sikar's soldiers caste. So it's interesting.
Interesting. Okay. So now you did mention this briefly, but the two purposes of genetic experimentation are basically enhancement of a species or dehancement, correct? Would you just explain that really briefly again? So enhancement
yes.
would be what?
Enhancement would be repairing what the nefarious ones have done. It means alteration. What alteration is binding down a species to not evolve in consciousness and remain as slave worker species. And so you're going to have other ETs who will want to repair that to help us evolve. So these ones will do the enhancement or the re-enhancement, I would say more precisely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and is there any reason, do they ever do the enhancement so that what they consider themselves as higher vibration ETs or ETs can use these present hybrid human vehicles to incarnate into themselves, and then also on a positive level, through many generations, they can carry... they're trained to carry greater energy, so highly evolved souls like, say, Yeshua or anybody like that can then come through this vehicle as well. So is that also kind of a side agenda, would you say?
Yes. So that's a side agenda that has been started quite recently because they knew the Earth was going to be in trouble. So it's the whole to know more and more about the Andromedan Council, who has told everyone, hey, on Earth it's Moon and Mars. 300 years ago, there was something that was happening there that is now a tyranny in the whole galaxy. So they all went back in the past now to try to sort this out, and this program of enhancement of some bloodlines was part of it. So they went further back in time to start modifying bloodlines. They picked some bloodlines who had potential, genetic potential, that this genetic potential was compatible with them, these ETs wanted to come and incarnate to help. So they started working on modifying by hybridization some bloodlines. And from generation to generation, they could slowly repair the DNA and enhance it and work on it. Until the day, it's like a clock until now, many generations have been ready to receive, these bodies have been ready to receive a soul that is not only not from here, from the Earth orb, but that is of a higher frequency. Because, you know, when you are a higher frequency being, like sixth density, you cannot incarnate brutally in a body of third density if this body is not prepared or enhanced, because you're going to suffer. Both are going to suffer. The body is going to fall sick, being disabled, or you there's been such a shock, and the soul will be like in very bad state as well. So they don't do that, although it has happened, some emergencies sometimes, but they need to enhance the blood line, you know, the body to do that. I don't know if I'm clear enough.
Yes. Oh, well, this involves everything, time travel, all kinds of different things. But okay, so let's I'm going to have you explain to people the difference between the importance and function of what you call so beautifully the journey of the body and blood and the journey of the soul or light body, like bloodlines and soul agreements.
Yes, yes. That is something that we don't really think about. There are two different things. There is the soul, which is an eternal, interdimensional being. We can incarnate in different bloodlines. For instance, I'm going to incarnate, I decide to incarnate in Malaysia, and I'm going to be an Asian person. And then, on my next life, I'm going to incarnate as, in Alaska, and I'm going to be an Inuit, Eskimo, or whatever. So you can incarnate, you can jump from bloodlines to bloodlines, different races, different genetics. The soul can do that. But they can also incarnate on another planet. Oh, I'm going to incarnate in Alpha Centauri next time. You know, things like that. You decide once you are out of body. So that's the journey of the soul. You decide where you go. But you can do this. You can decide to go out of the earth when you have reached a certain level of evolution of your soul. But that's another story. So that's the journey of the soul, going, jumping from planet to planet or from bloodline to bloodline, etc., etc. Now, that's one thing. The second thing is these bodies that you are going to choose to incarnate. Well, these bodies have their own journeys. They are part of a specific bloodline with specific blood ancestors. And when you incarnate into this body, a chosen body, you are going to assimilate the memory of this bloodline, because the memory of the DNA, that's the DNA. The DNA is part of the body, the blood, the physical, biological body. So you're going to assimilate the memory of this DNA, and you are going to borrow for the time of this lifetime the spirit, the communication and spirit with the ancestors of this person you've incarnated into. So that's the journey of the blood. And that's two different things.
So beautiful how you describe that, and I love those words together, the journey of the body and blood and the journey of the soul or light body, because it makes sense. That's what we are. So thank you. Now, there's something called extraterrestrial technology that many secret space programs use called Looking Glass, and also many elites, Looking Glass technology, which allows us to move forward and backward in time and see probabilities and all of that. Now, having to do with these bloodlines, have been recruited into top secret programs at a young age. Often, the ones that have been recruited often have been tracked. Most people don't know this. Since as soon as they incarnate, their ET bloodline heritage and soul signature and lineage is tracked. And do you want to explain why that is?
Yes, yes. I've actually had some chats with different super soldiers and who have been in these programs, and I really realized that many of them are incredible, powerful beings who come from sometimes very much higher densities. So yes, of course. So in these programs, they're not going to take anybody randomly. They are going to pick, to really select very specifically some people who have a potential of giving a certain service, and also a potential to withstand all the horrible trials they are going to need to go through in order to be in these programs. So it needs to be people extremely strong physically, and also mentally, but also soul-wise, I was looking for the earlier. So they are going to pick these it's often extraterrestrial souls that are incarnated here, who come from high levels, you know, that's very interesting. And also, yeah, certain bloodlines also have certain blood that can be cloned or hybridized, or you know, mm-hmm. they pick very very carefully. It's not random.
And those bloodlines, like yours, if I may say, because you have come public about your two very powerful bloodlines, often bring with it incredible abilities, right? Carried
yes.
down through the ancestors. So that's another thing they're always looking for. You know, someone who can activate what we call supernatural abilities, but are actually our true birthright. So. That's
yes, in this bloodline, it's a bloodline. One of my bloodline, my maternal bloodline, is shamanic maternal. It's been activated. All the women in the family have shamanic abilities. I took that on when I came here, you know, and it allows my being inside my soul to perform things because this body is activated to do shamanic stuff, you know, like me traveling, astral travel and stuff like that. So it's helping.
Exactly. So that's why they're on the hunt for those beings.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And plus your paternal line, aren't you from French royalty?
French royalty. In fact, I am very mixed, and it's all my mother line. My mother was my mother's mother is from Sweden, from Gotland, this shamanic Baltic people. That's my mother's mother line. And my mother's father line is an ancient royal French family. It's very, very ancient.
There you
and
go.
Yes,
there
I know.
There you go.
I had powers as well.
Exactly.
And my father's side, it's the Middle East. So it's interesting too. It's a good mix. Yeah.
That's a wonderful mix. Yeah. Very, very galactic in a way. Okay, great. Now, will you quickly describe again for our audience the three bodies that you have spoken of by the ETs, the three bodies?
Yes, sure. So I've spoken already about two bodies, one in one, the biological blood body and the soul body. Now there is a third one, which is an energy body. When you incarnate with the blood,
you're going
body,
in and out.
There is going to be a reaction that it's created an energy body. It's the aura, the energetic envelope of the aura. It's the closest to the skin. It's about 2 inches around the body. It's the energy body. It's not the soul. It's the energy body. When you discorporate, when you leave the body, the biological body dies, this energy body dissolves into the ether and goes back to the universe. It's just an energy power plant, you know. That's mm-hmm. the energy of the body. And it has no consciousness. It's just energy. And the ancient Egyptians had that. I discovered this in Egypt, and then I realized it was in many different spirituality as well. Mm-hmm. The ancient Egyptians had the sen. Sen is the blood body, and they had the ka. Ka is the energy body, and the ba, which is the soul. And that was very very interesting.
Merkaba. Right?
Yeah, Merkaba is very, very well done. Merkaba is an ancient Egyptian word. Mir is the pyramid. Mir means pyramid. Kaba, energy, soul. Pyramid, energy, soul. The pyramid powered by the soul. So that's what Merkaba means. Yeah.
Fascinating. Okay. So then the three, just to recap, are the physical body envelope that has an EM field that belongs to the body, an electromagnetic field, the light body, which is also the eternal soul. Is that correct? Are
yes,
both those
yes,
things
yes.
the same? And then the energy body.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Great. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, most of us have learned, and scientists are beginning to understand, that consciousness is indeed the foundation and key to everything. So how would you define the term higher self when we refer to like our highest self or higher
yes.
self?
Self, ourself, the self is the consciousness, is the soul that animates the biological body. So it's the self. Why would we call the self, which is the soul and consciousness, the higher self? Because it vibrates in a higher frequency than the physical body. It's the higher self, not higher in a position, but higher in frequency. Oh, the soul has always a higher frequency than the body in which it incarnates. So connecting with our higher self, it's connecting with ourselves. And when we do that, we raise our frequency, the frequency of the body.
Which is one of the major points for raising frequencies, is so that you can actually access more consciousness and source, correct?
Okay. Absolutely. And when you connect with yourself, with your higher self, I would say with your high self, you connect with everything, because your high self is connected by essence with source and with the whole universe, and has access to the eternal intemporal knowledge. And so if you connect to yourself, you have all the answers. You can tap in everything and know the answers to any questions you have. The key is within. And I will repeat this all the time. The key is within. Everything is within yourself.
Yes, and that's what we're kind of coming out of, is the addiction, right, to nonstop eternal, external stimuli. It's just huge. Right? And
I know.
Alex Collier, both our friends and folks, Alex Collier was a very authentic Andromedan emissary from Andromeda, previous Andromedan soul. And by the way, check out the conversation that Elena and he had. It is very touching and heartwarming. It's like these two old souls talking with one another. And It's just really, really, and I'm trying to remember what I was going to say about that. It'll come in. But one of the things he said, which was fascinating, he said when humankind fell, into the third dimension, so to speak, he said the Andromedans called that falling into time. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yes. Yes, I totally understand this. Because when you incarnate, you are locked in a linear time when you incarnate on Earth. You are locked into a linear time. That's the linear time. That's the way time is manifested in the third density. When on higher frequencies, time is not linear. And the higher you go, and the less linear it is. And so that's something that we have difficulty, limiting 3D brain. But when we get to connect to our higher self, we can comprehend these notions. So falling into a body, falling into a linear time. Yes, I totally understand this.
I thought it was beautiful how they refer to that, right? Because as Thorhan talks about the eternity of time, right? Because time is kind of malleable, but here it's so linear, and just like a made-up game in a certain way. And anyway, as an aside note. So I want to make sure we have 15 lovely minutes so that you can guide our audience through a meditation that will assist us with igniting and activating our full DNA potential. Would you be willing to do that?
That would be wonderful. With pleasure, yes.
Okay.
So let's go. Yes, okay. So while you're going to sit or lie down and be comfortable and allow your body to just relax, just how you were, and any moment you want to move your body, you can. The important is that the body is not an obstacle to your journey. So slow down your breathing. It's your moment. It's now. It is all for you. There's nothing else that matters. For a few minutes, it will be just about you. And you're going to enjoy this. Slow down your breathing. And think about this body that carries you. This body, feel the skin under the fingertips. Feel all the sensations of the muscles, the blood running through your veins. Visualize all the fluids circulating under your skin. Become aware of the blood running everywhere, feeding this body with life. Blood is the sacred liquid of life. And your heart pumps it and sends it throughout your whole body. And this blood is the sacred alchemical drink that your body drinks with thirst. And this sacred liquid, this sacred beverage, is made DNA. This DNA is a key, is a code that tells who you are. You can't see it. It is very microscopic, but you know it's there. Have you ever wondered, where is my DNA? It is in the blood. It is in the bones. It is in your hair. It is everywhere in you. How do you want to activate it? What does it mean to activate it? Activating your DNA is unraveling its potential. It is bringing back the memory of all those who have lived with this blood who has run through other veins, all the ancestors. You can activate the power of all these ancestors by activating something that is also dormant in you, but not in the body of flesh, in your body of light. And now that you are well aware of your body of flesh, you are going to discover who is in it. Eyes closed. Look within. is light. There are magnificent colors. It is you, the real you, the interdimensional you, timeless, just in this body for a little while, borrowing this bloodline. But who are you? Better with your eyes closed. What do you look like inside? What is the shape of this light body? Oh, it is humanoid. But this humanoid may be looking like a real human of Earth. But it may also look like someone from another world. Who are you? How is your face? How are the proportions in your face? Does it look human? How is the shape of your skull? How many fingers do you have? You are beautiful. So beautiful. And can you feel the love for your own self? From where you stand in this body of light as your higher self, consider this temporary vehicle of flesh and blood. You are now going to activate its potential, his psychic abilities, its strength, everything. The secret dwells in your higher self, in your light body. Bring your attention to your root chakra in this light body. From the root chakra passes a column of light that grounds you to this planet, but also that links you to the stars. It is a ladder that you can climb at any moment. Bring your awareness to your root, this ladder of light. You notice also all the other chakras set on this ladder of light. But we will focus on our attention on the root chakra. There is a red energy there with golden shades to it. And in this red energy, color of the blood, but on such higher level, color of fire, color of love, of passion there. The mystical cave of creation. May you be male or female, creation happens there. This is the portal by which comes a new life. And in this area, bathed in red and golden light, there is a moving shape. It's like a serpent coiled on itself, slipping. Sleeping. This is the serpent of power. This is your Kundalini, named in certain traditions. This is your power. And when you do not use it, it just sleeps and regenerates. This serpent, you are going to awaken it. Awaken it. And as it uncoils, you realize that it is a double serpent. And this serpent is going to turn on itself and coil two coils, like two coils of the DNA. turning and climbing around your spine of light, around the ladder of light. It's like the caduceus. It's like the DNA coils. And this awakens. And these two serpents slowly, slowly dance at equidistance from each other, recreating a DNA of light, a Tesla coil, a caduceus, igniting on the way all the chakras, reaching out now through the head and turning more powerfully. You are igniting your own power. And now reaching out the crown chakra, the two serpents, open like a lotus flower. And this is your crown of purple-violet light. Visualize this coil turning, 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 this double coil still turning around your spine. And it's going to turn faster, faster, faster. And as fast as turning, it becomes more bright and bright and bright and white, and the energy is starting to get blinding. And you feel now in your physical body, all your blood, all the little coils of DNA everywhere responding to it by resonance. And they light up. They are lighting up. All your blood is shiny and bright, and all your light body is just igniting your blood body. A blast of light. DNA awakens. The double serpent of power has awakened the body of blood. Has awakened your soul. You are totally aware. Here and now. Powerful in all the layers. In all the bodies. This is your power. Can remain like this. As long as you want. When your consciousness will drift away from it. The two serpents will coil back to the cave when you will forget about them. You can also, if you wish, redraw them by your will and ask them to coil back into the cave. It is up to you. I like to keep them dancing, and you open your eyes. When you will feel it is the moment to be yourself truly. Welcome back.
Thank you, Elena. That was really beautiful. And in addition, folks, hopefully everyone has their eyes open now. You can always play this back anytime you want. But in addition, Elena will share with us two simple tools that are very helpful for DNA and raising frequencies and clearing negativity. And before you do, I wanted to share with what I temporarily forgot that Alex said that moved me so much, because it had to do with sound. He was asked, is it hard for you after being on Andromeda or on the ships to return back to this dimension? And he said, yes, I don't want to leave, but this is my job. He said the hardest part is within, I think it was 24 to 48 hours. he no longer can hear the sound of his soul.
Yes.
And I thought that was so profound. And he was saying that anywhere else and on a higher dimension, like fifth dimension or anywhere, we all attune and listen to the sound of our soul. And together it makes this ecstatic, symphonic, harmonic music. He says the only way he can hear it again because of so many distractions is to go out in nature and be quiet. So with that, Elena is going to introduce two sound tools that people can buy if you'd like. And where you buy it, that will be posted on YouTube, but it's called SomaEnergetics.com. So go ahead, explain that, Elena, to people if you would.
Everything in the universe is frequency, as Tesla was saying. If you want to think about the universe, things in terms of frequency and sound. And this is what it is. Our atoms are bound to each other by sound, by frequency. And it is true that you can listen to it. We have some frequencies that we know that can activate certain things and make our atoms dance, and our mind and our consciousness feel in different state of awareness. I will show you today two tuning forks that I like to use very much. The first one is 528 hertz, 528 hertz. This tuning fork is an activator of the DNA, and also it repairs it. It repairs the alterations that have been done. So you can buy one. I will recommend 528 hertz. You heat it and you put it around your head and one ear to one to the other, and also around your on your spine, in your neck. So while I will heat it and ring it, just let the sound go through you. Did
wow.
you hear it well? Yes.
Yes.
I put it next to the microphone, but okay. Let's do it three more times, and I do the other one quicker. Make you discover a second tool that I use a lot. I use it like incense, this tuning fork, to clear up a room. I use it to activate all my crystals, to energize them. They love it. They're all like, wee, when I do that. It's a tuning fork. It's a very small one. Well, I'm like this also because we are all made of crystal in ourselves. So this is a crystal activator. 4096 hertz, and it's the note C, so 4096 hertz, note C, and here it is.
Elena, will you explain to people why it's important to use, for some things, to use frequencies that are higher than a certain number? Is that number 4,000?
Yes, because above 1,000...
You're a far way away, by the way.
Oh, yes, I put back my microphone next to me, I think. Okay. When you use a frequency higher than 1,000, you destroy all the implants you have in your body that have been put by greys or reptilians that are linked to their energies. And you also cast away any bad, dark entities, whoever they are. It really hurts them. Just any tuning fork above 1,000. So I like to use the 4096 because it's a crystal activator. It's the frequency of quartz crystal. So it is very effective. It's like a sword. It's like a cleanser. It does everything. I really recommend everyone has one. And it's very small. It holds in your hand. You can put in your handbag, in your pocket, everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are such great tools, and thank you for demonstrating them. And folks, it'll be on the YouTube channel at it's somaenergetics.com where you can order those two, 4096C and 432 Hertz. I think they're about $30 each, so that'll help you. So I know we're coming to an end here, love, and you have another show after this. So do you want to tell people again where... Let's see, your book comes out September 7th on Amazon. Is that right? Your new book?
Yes, yes, yes. It's coming on September 7th on Amazon. I will put it afterwards on Barnes & Nobles, but it will be first on Amazon. And I'm looking forward to it, to share it with you. It's my encounters with Valiant Thor, Commander Val Thor, and my adventures in the Galactic Federation of Worlds. With Thorhan, he took me many times on his ship, and I describe everything I've seen. And there's also all the updates of the war and following everything since 2 years, everything that has happened on Earth until recently, and with some goodies in it. and I give, yeah, so we see.
And also the liberation happening too, right? So it's not all about the war. It's just what we've been through. Right. So you're at elenadanan.org, ELENADANAAN.org, correct?
Yes. That's
great.
It. Yes, that's org.
All right, sweetie. I'm going to let you go a couple minutes early because I know you've got another show to, you know, to get ready for. And folks, I'll be with you in a minute. So I just want to give you my love, Elena, and thank you again. And can't wait for this book to come out and really appreciate it. And we'll see you in 2 weeks for part six, okay?
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Okay. All right, folks. So if you have a specific question, like Nicholas did, that you would like answered by Elena, preferably related to one of my pre-published topics for each show, you can email me at Merrily, and that's M-E-R-R-I-L-Y, by the way, like row, row, row your boat down the stream. So it's Merrily@SupersoulSolutions.com. And if you would like to receive a shout-out the day before each one of these shows that describes the topic bullet points for the show, email me at Merrily@SupersoulSolutions.com. My website is supersoulsolutions.com. You'll find many things there. I'm a QHHT practitioner, a body worker for 43 years, all kinds of different things. Healed myself naturally from cancer very fast. Have a lot of information on that. So anyway, and my YouTube channel is Super Soul Solutions. So I hope you enjoy today. And Elena and I will return in 2 weeks with more surprises. Thank you so much for your care and your curiosity. And until then, onward and upwards.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.